Ngo siem shatwe nwaseka na wako na wakukula amanzi ahlaza abai iwayini lasizulwini.
Lord Jesus, at the wedding in Cana, you took plain water and made it into sweet wine, something heavenly.
Namhla sikulenkonzo yokufihla umzimba womntwana wakho yena qobo lwakho uqobolwakhe ukuwe kusisakhiwo sasezulwini owamakhela sona.
Now, Lord, we're here at this funeral where we will be burying this body, which is just the earthly tent that your child lived in. She herself has her new body in heaven. So we will just be burying her earthly tent that she lived in here on earth. Through your Spirit, Lord, pour oil on the wounds, on the take away the pain, wipe away the tears, that this will be a memorable day in eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume ngezwi lesabelelo shiyakalulunye. Ivesi lokuqala nelesibili ngesiZulu.
And I'd like us to turn to a word in Psalm chapter 9.
Verses 1 and 2. The Bibles, some Bibles make it 2 and 3. You'll just see whether it's, but in Zulu it's 1 and 2. Ngiyakumbonga uJehova ngayo yonke inhliziyo yami. Ngiyakulanda zonke izimangaliso zakhe.
I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of your marvelous works.
Ngiyakujabula ngethabe kuwe. Ngiyakudumisa igama lakho wena ophezu konke.
I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
Ngokuba izitha zami zibuyela emuva, ziwa, zibhubhe ebusweni bakho.
When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence.
La kuthiwa, ngithanda ukumbonga uNkulunkulu ngayo yonke inhliziyo yami. IBhayibheli lesiJalimane lithi, Nkosi, ngayo yonke inhliziyo yami ngiyokubonga.
It says, I will praise your Lord with my whole heart. And in German it says, with all my heart, Lord, I will praise you.
Bese kuthiwa, ngiyakulanda zonke izimangaliso zakho.
And goes on to say, I will tell of all your marvelous works.
Kodwa keke kwazi ukulanda zonke izimangaliso zikaNkulunkulu ezenzeka kulomntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Now I won't be able to share with you all the marvelous works that the Lord has done in the life of his child.
Ungaze ngasho ukuthi keke ngikwazi ukukhuluma nohasi.
These days I said I won't even be able to speak of half. Nearly half of everything that one could speak about. But what I do want to share, I hope will be a lesson to you, because Kulu Dube's life was a lesson not just to the church, but to the whole world. And may God reveal through His Holy Spirit His secrets to you, as her son-in-law said, that she was like a barn full of treasures. I'd been preaching the gospel for 7 years when I got to Maphumulo. I'd gone many places. And then at that time I met up with a magistrate at Ntsuze, who was there at the time of Bambata's rebellion.
Why said he give me umanj? Ngiyacela ukuthi ufike kwa Maphumulo.
And the magistrate asked me to come to Maphumulo.
Ngoba kwindawo elikhuni, indawo yophuso, indawo yokugebenga, indawo yobumnyama.
He said it's a difficult place, very hard. The people drank so much into alcohol and full of crime. And he said, please come and preach the gospel there. Just by the way, after he left Maphumulo, I only saw him once, shortly after he had left, but I was so happy these days when he phoned me and told me he'd love to pay us a visit here.
I was selling konso eholweni lomphakathi.
So he arranged a service in the community hall.
Kwayilapho ke sasishumayela ivangeli usuku nosuku kwaza kwaba amasonto amabili.
And so we held services there daily for 2 weeks.
Emva kwamasonto amabili amakhosi akhona athi hayi le ndawo akusiyoni akusiloni isonto. Ngcono zinqanyulwe manje inkonzo. Ngathi Nkosi yenkantolo kulungile ngizohloma itende eduze.
And after the 2 weeks, the authorities there said, look, this is actually a community hall, not a church. It's not appropriate that we just hold services here. Then I said to the magistrate, I said, well, if that's the case, I don't mind. We can just pitch a tent and continue with services.
Hayi ke emva kwenkonzo waqhamuka umuntu ongowesifazane.
Now, during those services, a young lady approached me, and it was this lady who we're here to remember. She came crying. Said, I'm troubled, please pray for me. I've got an unhappy marriage. My husband beats me.
Uyaphuza.
He drinks.
Kuthiwa usebenza njengebhunu. Kodwa imina endingu ukondla umndeni.
People say he's a hard worker, and yet I am the one that has to tend to the family and support it.
Uzophuma nesuitcase nempahla nezinto ayidayise. Ube umuntu webhizinisi edayisa kakhulu uma isebuya ubuya esethola amandla alale endleleni kuthiwa kuthola amandla kanti kuyilapho siphephukayo.
He was a businessman and he traded in things, sold them, and he would go and earn money, but he would on his way home go and drink and be totally intoxicated before he even got home. Sometimes he'd sleep up in the mountains. He wouldn't even make it home. And he would be wet with dew in the morning. And there's this place not far from here that's called Wet with Dew, but it's pronounced in the way the Swazis say it.
The S was a T, like the Swazis today. What he exenu ya papama, yonke imali yakho ayisekho bafika abantu elele endleleni esemanzi amazolo bamkhuthuza bathatha konke uzophindela ekhaya engenalutho nesuitcase lingenalutho.
The money he didn't spend on booze, as he was up on the mountain in his drunken stupor and sleeping, they would pickpocket him and take away the rest of what he had, even the suitcase with the things that he was selling.
Wathi ngihluphekile, imina engidinga ukuba ngibe ibreadwinner yekhaya.
She said, I have a tough life. I am the breadwinner at home.
Ngisebenza la isitolo. Ngihamba amakhilomitha amaningi. Ngehle entabeni, fika emkhosheni, khuphuke, ngehle futhi. Ngize ngihlangabezwa ingane zami ngeketekete, ngeyibani, ngoba sekumnyama.
She said, I have to walk many kilometers just to get to work in the morning, walk home again in the evening, all those kilometers. Very often her children would meet her on the way with lanterns that she could see the
way.
And even the doctors had advised her to change it because they said you cannot survive all this walking because her feet were suffering severely from it. Then she said, please, Bamfundisi, pray also that God will work in the life of my husband. She said,
ngendlala zacile isisu sivubukale kuba athambona uthi sezintathu ingane eziphansi ngendlala.
She said, I've had 8 children, but 3 of those children have been buried. They died from malnutrition because they didn't get enough or the proper food.
Nami ke kuleso sikhathi bengimusha kunalokhu.
At that time, I was a lot younger than I am today.
So
at that time, my answer to her was, Mama, forget about your husband and about his sins and about his problems. Just focus on your own for now. She said, but I'm not the problem, he's the problem.
And
at that time he had a terrible temper as well. And if he'd come home in his drunken state, when he was still far away from the home, he'd start cursing and swearing and shouting. Everyone feared him. Even the cats and the dogs ran away when he approached. She said, you can even look at my children. You won't find one that does not have a scar. Because he'd come home, he would hit and beat everything in his way. Often they even had to go and sleep outside in the mealie fields.
That's the mama Yeswa. Kodwa khohlwa indoda yakho iyokufa yodwa ilale yedwa ethuneni nawe futhi awuyilungisi indaba yakho noNkulunkulu uyihlanganise naye.
And I said again to her, I said, I understand, but remember when he dies, he'll die alone, he'll stand alone before God, and so will you. So focus on your own life and sort out your own life. I said, Mother, maybe I can help you in this way.
Awumphenduli na noma ebuthuka bese uphendule ngezwi.
But maybe I can give you some advice. Now when he comes home in his state and he's shouting and treating you that way, do you back chat him or give it back to him? She said, oh, well, I do.
Uma ebuya esephelile phephuka ethi uyangishaya bese ngithi akinqike phansi uthi kodwa mayeke uma isevuka lapho ngakusasa ekuseni ngiyoba isikhokho.
She said, now I do admit that when he comes home drunk and he's not so steady on his feet, I do give him a nudge just that he does fall over. But you can be sure that the next morning he'll get me back properly.
Ngathi kanjalo-ke mama, sengingakhulekela-ke. Uma usuvumelakho iphutha, awuyeka amaphutha endoda. Lungisa indaba yakho uma usuyihlanganisile noNkulunkulu. Wadala ukuthula noNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu uzokulwela.
Then I said, well, now that you've admitted your own wrong, then now I can pray for you. Because if you admit your own wrong, God can help you first, and then he can start working in other people's lives through you as well.
Uma usuyinikele, wayihlambulula, uphile impilo eqonda ngqo njengothi lomkhonto. Ungabhekile, bhekele, phila. Ngoba ekholweni, emhlabeni, izinto zitholwa ngokuphila. Ubhale lokho engqondweni yakho. Abantu bathi siyahlupheka, sizini, ngenxa kasibanibani, sibanjani. Izinto zitholwa ngokuphila.
Make sure that your life is in order, that your life is right. And then other things will start coming right themselves. God can then use you and work through you. Remember always, if you want to achieve anything, make sure that your own life is right with God. Don't blame others for things that are going wrong. You must overcome evil with good. So she went home. Her husband was away, going and boozing.
Umalshonilanga asuka ndlalele uyise wabantwana amashita amhlophe awumvule amvulele umbhede iyabuya ke indoda ingene uma isifike ekamelweni hawu umbhede wami usonje kube ngathi ngise hotela sengivulela umbhede.
So when she got home, she got out some clean linen, she made up his bed properly, and then even opened it for him. When he got home, he couldn't believe what he saw. He said, what is happening? It's like I'm living in a hotel here.
Khumbula ukuthi ibingekho nengubo eyodwa yokulala engahebukile.
Remember that time, she didn't even have proper bedding. She had nothing that was not torn in some way.
Aw, indoda isuke ihlale embedeni. Imangale ukuthi hawu, qalazwe ngapha nangapha. Kanti nangu umakhodi usengenile. Usengene ngendishi egcwele amanzi. Ithawula la elimhlophe qhwa. Nensipho aguqe akubeke enyaweni zakhe. Athi baba, ngicela ukuba ungivumele ngikugezele izinyawo zakho.
Now while he was still in his amazement, he sat down on the bed, couldn't believe what was happening. And while he was still in this state, not knowing what to say, here she came in with a dish full of warm water, with a towel over her arm and soap in the other hand, and came, knelt down at his feet to wash his feet.
Amanzi afudumele. Athi kwenze njani magasa? bekumelwe ukuthi ngikuthethise letha manje nanani bese ukulethe ungilethela amanzi abandayo usungifuthumezela amanzi usungigeza kahle kangaka izinyawo zami.
And he was amazed. She took off his shoes, his socks, and washed his feet. And he couldn't believe it when he noticed it was even warm water. He says, what's happened to you, my wife? Previously I had to shout and scream before you brought any water, and then it was still cold water. What's happened to you?
Ay, asuke. Emva kwentsuku embili entathu. Ang, eze kimi kwamaphumulo. Kwakopi. Wathi mfundisi. Ngibona isimanga. Hey, leli vangelo olishumayelayo angilazi. Lo Jesu wakho mkhonzayo angazi ukuthi unhloboni ngoba lokho okwehlula mina ngesagila ngendugu uJesu wakwenza ngelanga uguqukile ungami.
After a few days, Mr. Duba himself arrived at Maphumulo. He came to me, he said, what is going on here? What gospel are you preaching? What is this Jesus like that you proclaim? Because what I couldn't get right with my kiri on my wife, God has done in a few days in her life.
Kodwa ke ngintshele ukuthi usontolini. Ube umuntu omkhulu. Ngisho nobaba wakwakhe. Ilunga elikhulu. Bethi ngani uJesu walenze kwayini. Futhi asoni noma kufika umfundisi. Uthela utshwala engilazini. Bethi hawu. Siphuza ngengilazi mfundisi.
And remember he was a respected person, even an elder in his church. I won't say which one. But they at that time justified what they were doing, their drinking, saying even Jesus made wine. And they said, after all, we just drink beer out of a glass. So we do it the proper way. So that justifies it.
Kungaphenduka ingane yodwa sesingabe umejisi ombili ekhaya mina nengane sokhona umejisi ombili ozokhela umlilo siyonqoba.
And as her son has related, she then went and prayed and said, Lord, please just out of the five children that I still have left, give me just one that will come to the Lord, and that child can be like a match together with me, just to light the fire among the rest of the family.
Ay, kwatholakala owesibili, kwatholakala owesithathu, kwatholakala owesine. Ivangeli langena kubantwana bonke.
And then the first one got converted, the second one, third one after the other, and the whole family received the gospel.
Akuthathanga sikhathi. Ngapho esuka ethengiswa isinkwe esitolo ephuma ngithi hawu wathenga isinkwa uthengele bani.
After some time I noticed her buying a loaf of bread in the shop and walking out with it. I said, well, who are you buying that loaf of bread for?
Athi ngiba ngithengele umama Zala, ngithengele yena.
She said, well, I've bought this loaf of bread for my mother-in-law.
Wathi ngifuna ukuba naye akhe isithele sihle sokuphenduka empilweni yami. Niyabazi phela onina bavuna ingane zabo bathi ngathi sasikwa. Ngiyasikwa. Yena ke wayesesikwa ngendodana yakhe. Wathi kodwa ngizoya.
She said, I want to win my mother-in-law as well. Now, you know what the situation is usually like between daughters or daughters-in-law and the mothers-in-law. They're usually on the side of that son.
What's
omunyu makhelwane wathungeleka isigodi sonke ngalomuntu.
She had a longing for other people to experience the Lord Jesus as well. And one after the other was led to the Lord through her life.
Ngempilo yakhe ayiphilile, hayi ngokushumayela kakhulu. Nina besifazane, fundani, indoda ngeke uyizuze ngomlomo, uyizuza ngenkambo, ngempilo.
And she led many to the Lord, not through preaching a lot, but just through her life. Let that be a lesson to you, especially you women. You won't win your husband through much talking. You win him through your life.
Paulana mapointi. Niwalobe. Niwaqophe. Engqondweni zenu nasenhlizweni zenu. Ukuba zibe usizo kinina.
Make note of these points, because these points will be a help to you.
Ngolunye usuku ngedina.
One day at lunchtime, a bus arrived from Stenger.
Ukuba ngiye tiroom, a restaurant, ngimthengele ukudla. Oh, ngabuka ngathola okuncane ngamtsheleka yona.
She came to me, it was just over lunchtime, the shop had been closed. And then she said, look, these people have just arrived on the bus from Stanger, and there's someone on the bus who's hungry, who hasn't got any food. Could you just loan me just a little bit of money that I can go to the tea room and buy some food for that person?
Hayi wahamba wamthengela iplate igcwele ukudla wadla wasutha umuntu.
And so she went to the tea room and bought some a whole plate of food and gave it to this person to eat.
Nase ngiyakuye ngithi hawu. Ubani lo muntu obumthengela ukudla? Uvelaphi?
And then I asked her, I said, but just tell me, where did you know this person from? Who is this person after all? And how did he even know he was hungry?
She
said, I'll tell you a secret. Just between us, though. She said, look, and it was actually a lady, a woman, this person that she had given the food to. She said, no, you know that woman is actually the one who's got an affair with my husband. When he's gone to drink, he doesn't come straight home, he goes past her place. I said, And I was amazed, and I thought, she's an unusual person, extraordinary person, because that's very unusual that if you know that your husband's involved in an affair, you know how you react, and that hatred that comes up. But she came from a totally different angle and approached it totally differently. And I said to her, mother, I honor you and respect you, and I get the impression you're doing it God's way.
Ngokuthembeka kwakhe, ngobuqotho bakhe, ngoba indoda ibihlala ifike, ame ambuke uMagaza. Wathi Magaza, awuntshontshi la. Angifuni umuntu ontshontshayo. Uma ngizwa ukuthi uyantshontsha, ngikuphindisela kini.
And she worked in that store, And she was faithful, and the owner of the store loved her because of her faithfulness and her trustworthiness. Because her husband, there, was very sharp and even came to the shop and spoke to her very sternly and told her, if you ever steal here, you're in trouble because I'll send you straight back to your family.
Athi nkosikazi ngitshele ngempilo yakho iphilayo ukuthi inhloboni.
One day a man arrived. He had a bag full of muti, he said, tell me, woman, what kind of a life is this that you live? Where do you get this from?
Mina ngibazi bonke kusukela kokuqala kuze kufike okugcina bonke ngiyakwazi ukuba loya. Umuthi wami uyasebenza kubona. Ngizothenga into ebiza upondo. Bese ke ngithole le mpahla. Ngime bese angibuyela ushintshi. Angibuyise ishumi noshelene abawu-9 nozukwa. Kodwa yini ukuba imithi yami ingasebenzi kuwe?
And he said, look, I'm a man who uses spells. I cast spells on people. And everyone else that I have to deal with in business and who work in the shop, I can cast a spell on them. I go to them and I can rob them in broad daylight. But he said, with you, I can never get it right. What is this that you've got? And I continued learning respect for this woman. And then another day, another man arrived.
Her
husband.
Oh, wakhamuka umyeni wathi mfundisi. Koning. Usaphuza njalo. Kukhona ngifuna ukuthi ngibikele kona. Uyabona umngane? Sengithanda ukuqala ukumhlonipha.
Now that time he was still into his drinking. But he came to me and he said, you know, Mfundisi, I'm starting to gain some respect for my wife.
Kukhona ngikuphawulayo.
I've noticed something.
Uma ikhuluma.
When she speaks, I listen very carefully and take note of what she says. Now I know that as well about her. I've known her, 50 years or more. And I know her also to be someone who just said something once. And the amazing thing about her, she never raised her voice. And it's not just I who've experienced this. There were others as well, Mrs. Mzila and Mrs. Nzibanda and others who can testify, could have testified to it.
Othobile umoyo phansi uma ungalaleli athula avale umlomo.
She wasn't one to argue and debate a point. She just state her case and you accepted it or turned it down, but she wouldn't try and push her ram it down your throat.
Uthi ngazo lezi zicuku ngathi hey magatha sengiyahamba ngisaya le kulo umusi. Khona ngifuna ukwenza ngizobonana nosibanibani. Wayesethi ngenkulu inhlonipho ethi baba uzwe kahle na ubona ngathi uNkulunkulu okufaka lo moya.
Sorry, hast du das gesagt oder der Mann?
The husband would say, I'm sure that that's God. She asked him in a nice way, do you think it's right if you go there?
What, hey? Anginakutshelwa umfazi mina.
And she said, and then he.
Ngiphile impilo yami. Ngeke ngitshelwe wena.
And
athula vala umlomo.
He responded very harshly. He said, look, I'm the man here. I won't be told by a woman what to do.
Alikiqhubu abukho buso obubi. Indebe zibe ngaka ubone ukuthi hey zonakele izinto kumasibanibani.
She would just keep quiet and not sulk in her little corner because he didn't do what she said, like some people do.
Uthemva kwalokho angazi ngani ngamtshela ukuthi sengiyaka kwasibanibani ngizosebenza khona lo msebenzi. Wathi hawu baba uzwe kahle. Inkosi izoba nawe kulokho. Wathi he. Ngeke ngitshelwe wena. Wahamba.
And after a while he came again and he said to her, look, I'm just going to go to such and such a place. I've got something to do there. And she very respectfully just said, my husband, are you sure that that's the right thing? Do you think the Lord will bless you if you do that? And then he just said, yes, I'm sure he will. I'm going to do it anyway.
Emva kwalokho kwesithathu. Ethi sengiyale ngizokwenza ukuthi nokuthi. Awu baba ubona ngathi kulungile lokho.
And after a while he came again and he said, look, I'm going to do this or that. And then she again very respectfully said, are you sure it's the right thing? She just said, look, you just leave me alone, don't be so spiritual.
Indoda yenza kimi yathi ngosuku lokuqala engibuza umbuzo ukuthi hawo uneshuwe yini ukuthi kuyinto yanamuhla leyo na. Ngamphendula ngamawala ngahamba thathi suitcase lami ngayo. Uma ngifika khona lo muntu engimfunayo akekho. Wesibili ngithi ngizokwenza ukuthi nokuthi kwabheda akulunganga. Kulokho kwesithathu kwaba yikho lokho. Wathi hey uma umkami ekhuluma ngiyohlonipha ukukhuluma kwakhe. Ngingaveli ngithi nje ngizoyibeka indlebe.
And that is when he then came to me and he said, you know, it's amazing. These three experiences I've had, every time when she's asked me whether it's the right thing, even though she didn't push the point, every time when I tried to do that, what I wanted to do, it didn't work out. So I'm going to start taking her seriously now when she says something. So this is a lesson to all you women, but even to you men.
And
then one day she came to me and she said, my eldest daughter is ill.
Yena ube faka ingane zakhe umoya ukuba zistadishe. Zithole iziqu, zihola imali enkulu, ukuba zingehlelwa lokho okwamehlela yena.
She always encouraged her children to be diligent at work, to study hard, that they could get a good education, that they wouldn't have to go through what she went through.
Ayike, inkosana yakhe yathi ngifuna ukuba umfundisi, nimzwile nge, enculela.
But then, as you heard, her son said he wanted to become a preacher.
Indodakazi lena eulidia wathi mntanami ngithanda ukuthi ube usistela ufunde ukunesi uhola imali. Uma uhola imali kuyophela usizi lwethu la ekhaya.
She had told her eldest daughter that she wanted her to get educated and become a nursing sister, that she could earn a good salary and that would provide some income for the family.
And
now, a long story to make it just short. After a while, her eldest son, Mr. Jabulani Dube, got converted.
Wazizwela ubizo njengayunina ethi ngizwe uNkulunkulu engibizele evangelini ngihambise indaba kaNkulunkulu emhlabeni.
After a short while, his sister, the eldest daughter, Lydia, came and said, I feel God is calling me, and I hear God's call into full-time ministry. And the mother said to her, are you sure about it? Because I thought you'd become a sister and help us with income. Are you sure it's the right thing? She said, my daughter, I thought you'd help us sustain the family. What will we live off? And after that, the daughter got seriously ill to the point of death. And she came to me, the mother came to me and said, please come with me. Please pray for my child that God will save her, because I fear it may be too late. When we went there, we eventually got there, and there was the child so sick, you couldn't even speak to her anymore. And so the mother knelt down beside that bed. And before I could pray, she started praying. So there we knelt together next to that bed. Now listen to her prayer.
Ngiyavuma Nkosi. Ngiyavuma Nkosi. Ngiyavuma Nkosi. Ayenziwe intando yakho. Washo ngenyembezi kwase kuthinteka nenhliziyo yami. Umayiphinda kwesithathu ngiyavuma. Ingane yavuma amehlo. Yakuluma, yahlala, yaphila phi.
And she prayed with all her heart, and she just cried out. She said, Lord, I agree. I agree. I agree, Lord. May your will be done. And when she had prayed that prayer, the daughter recovered. She opened her eyes, she could start speaking, and she was perfectly healthy after that.
She humbled herself and said, Lord, I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. And when she said it the third time, the child was made whole. Awukuningi-ke ngathi ngingakhuluma lezishonilanga ngalo mntwana kaNkulunkulu. Kwase kuqhamuka yena ethi bamfundisi. Ngizizwe lubizo nginomthwalo ngabantu abahluphekile abadinga ukusizwa ngevangeli kodwa ngikwazi ukuhamba udubu uzothini ngeke avume ngoba yimina engondla umndeni.
Now there's much more we could talk for the rest of the day, but then the day came where she approached me and said, God has given me a burden for souls, and he's calling me to come and serve him full time, but I don't know what my husband will say. I said to her, well, in the first place, I didn't call you into full-time ministry. You say God is doing it. So speak to God and ask God what you must do. and what you must do about it, and how you will survive and sustain yourself. Speak to God about it. Get the answers from Him. She said, look, it's like a big mountain before me. I really don't know how I'll ever be able to approach my husband to tell him this, which I know God is saying to me. I said, look, if you know, say God is saying it to you, you must obey God. I will pray and ask God to help you and be with you. She got home, she says she was trembling. She went home, and then she waited for the right moment. That's something you can learn as well. Don't just speak at any time. There's a time for everything. There's even a right time to plant a potato, and so it is also there's a right time to speak and a time to keep quiet. So she went home, and at that, when she felt the time was right, she started speaking to her husband and sharing this burden. Now, when she had told him that the God is calling her in that way, she didn't know whether he would kick her or slap
her.
But to her amazement, she got neither of that. But what she got was, he answered and said, you know, my wife, I'm not even surprised. Last night I had a dream that I saw you walking away from home with a suitcase. You were going out to preach the gospel. And she came the next day. She was overjoyed. She said, God just went ahead and prepared the way. And so she could go to the shop, hand in her resignation, work off her time there, and then she could go into full-time ministry.
We live by faith. By faith, sithembu uNkulunkulu ukuthi uzosigcina.
And then her life changed, because now she lived by faith, trusting God for everything that she needed.
Yakhamuka imvelope wangitshela wathi awubheke na imali angazi ukuthi ivela kubani. Imvelope kubhalwa ukuthi ukondla umndeni.
And soon after that, she came along and she had an envelope with money in it. And she said, I can't believe what's happened. And on this envelope was just written something for to help with the family. And she experienced God caring for her, looking after her, as He does for the sparrows. And then one day she got quite a few pounds.
And
she went home with that money and presented it to her husband, and the husband couldn't believe it. He said, "Now I can see that God actually cares for his children." So you must now understand why she was always amazed when someone came claiming to have been called by God into his service, but then saying, "Well, God's called me, but I don't know what I'll live from. I don't know how I'll make a living." And she said, "But I don't understand you, because if God has called you, he will also care for you." And she says, "I can't understand if someone says God's called him, but then he is concerned about her, how he'll make a living, and he goes around even asking for money." Because she says, "I, in my experience, have seen God caring for me. If I need something, I go into my bedroom and I pray and ask God for it." So you can see it's difficult in one service to say everything. I wish I had two or three services to share all these experiences.
Safika la, ko 1970, bekungekho lutho la. Iinkawu, izinkulube zasendle, ilwane zasendle, saqala la.
So we came here in 1970. At that time there was nothing here, it was just a bush and there were wild pigs and monkeys. That was all that was here. The first kitchen that was built here, I built myself with my own hands out of mud, like you build a hut. And there was no window, no door, there wasn't even a floor. And I said, "Lord, I don't mind. If it has all, doesn't have all these things, as long as your presence is here."
Now
in those days, at that time, there were only a few people that we were preaching together with.
But we are born. When we are Shumayela, when we uvumisa abantu, when ukhulekela abantu, when we ubanika ukudla, sifuna ukuthi sikulekelele.
Some of the co-workers.
Shumayela, khulekela abantu, etc. Thina ke sizobondla laba bantu, sibaphekele ukudla.
Some of the co-workers then approached me and said, "Look, you've got to preach, you've got to counsel, you pray for the sick, and then you've still got to care for their physical needs with the food and everything. We'd like to assist you and take over those some of those responsibilities of caring for the people like food."
Abantu abayikhulu ngelanga, breakfast, ngedina, ntambama, bedle impela abanye, hayi okuncane.
And I said, "Well, do you realize what you are asking for? To care for 100 people on a daily basis, 3 meals a day." And then she started crying. She said, "Well, perhaps I don't understand. And maybe the others here don't understand."
Kube yena osivezele okwasezulwini.
Maybe we don't have that. Maybe we don't have that experience, but really we were just fully trusting the Lord that He would provide for our needs, that He would send us heavenly manna. I said, well, just apart from that, where will you get food from?
Bathi sinamakhaya sitshala ubhatata, sitshala ubhontshisi, sitshala amazambane, sitshala amadumbe, sizokuthatha sikulethe. Bengazi ukuthi okwabo kuncane nje, kodwa uthi sizothatha kulokho esitshala emakhaya sikulethe siphekele abantu.
She said, look, like one of the things we thought of doing is that we'll take from the produce that we produce at home, like sweet potatoes and beans and matumbes, we'll take from that and we'll bring it here and we can share it with the people here. And I had known that they don't have much at home either, but they wanted to even take of that and share it with the people here.
Enhlizweni yami angishongula ukuthi ukubona kazi ukuthi kuzolunga yini mhlamba bazi ukuthi lento kuyinto engakanani.
I didn't say it to them, but in my heart I thought, well, they obviously don't realize what they're letting themselves in for.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wenza umthandazo wabo asilambanga nosuku olodwa ngolunye usuku nje bafika ekuseni bathi ukudla kukho lutho sisaya emasimini sizokukha imbuya. Kuthi lapho besakha imbuya qhamuke omhlophe nemoto neveni upapakala watna thatheni kufaka ekhishini ubhontshisi impuphu amazambane sadla bekha imbuya. Niyabona uNkulunkulu ukuthi unhloboni.
Well, they took over that responsibility. And from that day on, they took it over. We didn't miss a meal after that. Every day the Lord provided. Just one day, I remember, they came in the morning, they said there's no food left. They went out into the field and were just looking for something they could pick there and to cook. And while they were out there, a white man arrived with his baki, and on the baki were beans, potatoes, and mealie meal. And that's how the Lord provided. This man came from far away. He didn't know about the need. They had been on their knees. They prayed and told the Heavenly Father about the need, and that's how He provided.
Kodwa besine moto enkulu iDodge Monaco kuhlala abantu imoto yaseMelika imoto enkulu kuhlala abantu abathathu phambili kuhlala abantu abathathu emuva.
And then one day we were out to preach in a far away place. In those days there were no tar roads, and I remember we were driving in a big American car that had a bench seat, so you could sit three in front and three at the back.
Umnewethu wasithengela leyo moto wasipha wathi ngobani ahamba nayimoto shumayela ivangeli.
At that time my brother bought that car for us and said, that car is for your use for the gospel.
Sahamba ke sawelu le entsanzi ekranskopo siyele sishona le kude sahamba ngama awe lishi silanga uphuma inhlanzi emanzini.
That day was extremely hot. We went down past Kronskop into the valley, across the other side. We traveled for many hours. It was terribly hot. When we were up on the other side, coming out the valley on the other side, in those mountains, we were terribly thirsty.
Oh, nothing.
Flask. And I was sorry that we didn't take something to drink along in a flask.
I must say, Ali, not having jahe, hambe 60 miles an hour. Umkwako mubi.
And then when we got to the other side, where I could, I thought, well, let me just try and go faster. It was a bad road, and we were traveling along at about 60 miles an hour.
Sahamba kulelo thafa. Wathi ngephimbe elincane emumva wakhuluma ngathi angizwanga. Bathi kungaba njani ume. Ngathi oh, uma uhamba ngemoto enkulu ni u-6 ngejubane, awukwazi ukuma la, uzobopha ipleki, cishe kufana nesitimela. Umele kude.
And as we were going along at that speed, I heard someone speaking in the back. And I didn't hear properly what she said. And then she was speaking and just in a soft voice asking whether we could stop. Now, you can imagine a big car going at that speed. It's like a train. It takes time till you get to a stop, till you eventually stop. Well, we stopped, and this was in a foreign place. We didn't know it. She was sitting at the door, and she opened the door. As she opened the door, where the door opened, right next to her, the door almost knocked into it, was a water tap.
But how, naimpomp? Sayakon, would puma manzam nanti. Nati we makas. O goza utaimi moto. Ubo wazi nugutu konimpompi la. Uti ka angilazi ngiyakala nga ukufika kulelizwe. Ngezwa nje enhliziyo yami ukuthi ngiphimisele ukuthi ake sime. Saphuza sonke. Qedu koma. Umuntu obekwazi ukubamba izimfihlakalo zombuso wezulu.
And
khona la emhlabeni ngamangala. Ngiyadabuka nje ngoba ngiphindanga nakanye saphumbuya ngenye indlela ukuthi umpompu ubukhona ngempela yini noma uNkulunkulu wasitshalela nje kalolusukakazi.
When we opened the tap, nice fresh cold water came out. And I said, but how did you, I said, how did you know that there's a water tap here? She says, no, I didn't. I just felt prompted inside that we should stop. And I was amazed at the way God could reveal heavenly mysteries to her while she was here on earth and she had an ear to hear.
Ngiyakulanda zonke izimanga zakho Nkosi ngisalibele ngaye. Hey umuntu mayixhumene noNkulunkulu akayiphili impilo eship line akaphili impilo ephuphile igolide ezulwini.
Now, I've spent all this time, we're still speaking about her. I could have still spoken about Mr. Dube as well. Speaking about God's wondrous works in their lives. That's what it's like when someone lives for God. His life is worth gold. It's not just cheap.
Hi. Kona ngalezo ntsuku. Umfundisi Newlands. Wangishayela ucingo. Elenzansi. Kusei Transkei. Ungakabi Eastern Cape, Transkei. Le emahambeni besomitende ethi waza usivakashele ngesonto.
Now on another occasion, Uncle Joe was right down there in the old Transkei, and he phoned and he said, could you please come down and take services here in this area?
Wangangitshela lutho esho nje ukuthi ngifike.
So he didn't go into much detail. He just asked that we should come.
Mathi Joe, it's impossible. Angwazi ukufika le eTranskei.
I said to him, look, I think it's impossible. I don't think I can come all that way.
Kanti ngine vakashi ekhamuke Cape Town specially bengisanduka shada ngo 1972.
This was an
bakhamuke nzansi beza la ukuzongivakashela specially.
It was in 1972. I just got married, and there were visitors that had come all the way from Cape Town, had made a special effort just to visit us.
Oh, bengingazi ukuthi bese kunensuku entathu ehamba ngemoto ngeveni ememeza ngombhobho ethi wasozani ngosuku oluthinta kuzofika umfundisi bekeni akuze neyiguli ziyokhulekelwa uqoqa isizwe sonke kodwa kangihlebeli leyo.
Now, what I didn't know and what he didn't tell me, that for 3 days he had already been going around in that area with a loud halo, a loudspeaker system, making announcements in the whole area that Mfundi Stegen will be coming on a certain day to take a service and will be praying for the sick as well. They can bring them all for prayer.
Hayi ngakhuluma nabo omakazi. Ngathi Mfundi Joe ungibizela le. Kanti ngine vakashi la zizele mina angikwazi ukushiya bona ngihambe.
And I spoke to Mama Dube and the other co-workers. I said, I'm in a predicament. I've been asked to come and take the service there, but I've got these visitors here and I really don't know how I can just leave them.
Hayi ngihambe. Emva kwalokho bangishayela ucingo. Umama wathi angazi mfundisi. Kodwa ngizwa umthwalo kube ngathi siyadingeka le nzansi uyadingeka le. Oh, ivakashi zami ke cha ngizoya ngibikele ngibuze ukuthi ngaya yini umagasa nakanye ukuthi amphoqe umuntu noma amchindezele umuntu ubeveza nje akushilo. Ube ngesiye umuntu othatha ngamawala thatha ngeyikani qha ube ngenjalo.
And I left them, and after a while she contacted me and she said, you know, I don't know, but I think maybe it would be the right thing for us to go down to the Transkei. I said, well, what about the visitors? I said, well, let me approach them and just hear how they feel about it. But it was interesting how even at that time she put no pressure, she just said what she felt and then left it at that.
Hayi ngasuka ngaye kuzivakashi ngathi hlobo zami ngiyazi ukuthi nivela kude Cape Town nizozongivakashela niyobona indawo yakwasiza abantu kodwa manje kukhona okuvele singakulindelanga le enzane Transkei abacela ukuthi ngithathe inkonzo. Bathi khululeka, khululeka, hamba. Asifuni ukuthi sikuthiye emsebenzini. So sala nomngako, hamba wena.
When I went to those visitors, I said, look, I know you've made the special effort to visit us here at Sizabantu, but now I've been invited for the service down there. I don't know what I should do. They said, please feel totally free to go. We'll stay here with your wife. You go.
Sagqoka masisha, ngathi gqokani, siyahamba. Ngezo 4 ntambama.
And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I said to the others, well, let's get ready, let's go.
Ukusuka la ukuya le 8 hours.
To drive.
Kuthi masihamba ngo-4, so fika ngo-12.
Now the trip from here to there is about 8 hours. So leaving at 4, we would have been there at 12.
Sagqoka, sangena emotweni. Shayizule le eTranskei.
So we got ready and off we went.
Sifike khona ngo-12 ebusuku.
We got there at midnight.
Itende libe segqumeni, saqhamuka ngenzansi kemoto sajika, amalamba akhanya etendeni. Uma kukhanye khona sibona abantu bephuma njengamatsheketshe phansi, bephuma, abanye bagxume, bamemeze, batshekule khona lapho. Befuzo hooray, hallelujah, amen. Sasafika khona ngathi kwenze njani badawu bese sihluphekile uyazi ukuthi sinenkonzo kusasa ekuseni uyazi ukuthi umfundisi Joe sekuyinsuku entathu ehambe emema abantu ngomgobho ethi usitekene uzofika neguli zingeza athi awu uNkulunkulu wangisiza kumnandi ukuba nabantu abakusekelayo bekwazi ukubamba izimfihlakalo zombuso wezulu.
So when we got there, it was midnight, as the lights of the car shone onto the tent, people just streamed out of the tent. They were jumping for joy, praising and thanking God. I said, what's going on? They said, we've been waiting for you, because tomorrow morning, Uncle Joe has announced that everyone can come tomorrow morning for a service and for prayer. And for me, it was so wonderful to be supported by people, by co-workers who are in contact with God and whom God can reveal His heavenly
mysteries to. Ithini siyithempeli lakhe ukuthi lenceku yenkosi yathi ifuna ukuhlala nabantu abanonkulunkulu. Niyaqonda lokho?
Like the psalmist said,
fundani lokho ngoba awukwazi ukuthi ungahlali nabantu. Uma ungahlali nalabo abawu-right uzohlala nabantu abawu-wrong. One of the two.
Like the psalmist said, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Now that doesn't mean living in a physical temple. That is living in the presence of children of God, God's people who are in contact with Him. And if you're not in their presence, you'll be with the wrong people.
Engum zali werupi. Ethambisa amahashi. Angazanga kichelo muntu. Kota bantu bakona. Bangkelu kuti hey. Umaisele hachini. Likume. Limposele. Uzo chige moyeni asale genya opat.
Now when Uncle Joe was younger, he was a very fit and strong man. He used to saw huge trees and natural forests. He used to, everything. Tame wild horses. Someone even said if the horse bucked him off, he'd fly through the air, but he'd always land on his feet.
And chase the guinea fowls.
He could run like a deer.
I said to Yabona, Mfoid, Sasekseni asivuge, Sienkosini. Uqoqwe isizwe sonke kuzofika ungqongqoshe waseTranskei ezokhuluma nabantu ake siye khona silalele ukuthi uzothini.
And then he said, well, let's first thing in the morning go and see the Nkosi. And that's when we also found out that there was going to be a big meeting there where one of the government ministers would be present and address the people.
So
I had to So the next morning, I had to try and keep up with this fit man. And off we went to that meeting. And when we got there, they welcomed us and they actually got me eventually to sit in the seat that had been prepared for this minister. Uncle Joe was on one side, someone else on the other. And then While we were sitting there waiting for the minister to arrive, someone did arrive with a message to say that the minister cannot make it. It had rained a lot, bridges had been washed away, It was amazing that we had even made it, but they came with a message that he would not make it to the meeting. And then we waited, and then the Nkosi arrived. And then the Nkosi said to me, Mfundisi, that the minister, government minister, cannot make it. He would have spoken to the people. He can't. Will you please rather address the crowds? And I said, "Oh Lord, what will I say? Help me now to say what's right, what's on your heart." And then the Nkosi told the people, "Here's Mfundi Stegan, he will speak." And I could get up, I took the Bible, and I started speaking. It was amazing. They listened so attentively, you could have heard a pin drop. And after I spoke, Uncle Joe got up and announced that there would be a service now in the tent. Anyone who wanted to could join us there. And he said, "Bring the sick as well. They'll be prayed for." On the way from there, a man approached on a horse, and he was blind. And Uncle Joe spoke to him and said, "Go to the service. There'll be prayer for six people. You go there as well, and God will open your eyes." And I was amazed. I said, "How can you say that?"
Sahamba samshiyemuva. Ngangena etendini elincane ngahlala khona ngilungiselela inkonzo. Wayeseqhamukile omunye. Impumputi sifikile. Ithi udinga ukukhule uyikhulekele ingakangena inkonzo.
This was now before the service. I was busy preparing in a small tent, and someone arrived and told me that this man, this blind man that was on the horse, had arrived for prayer. And I didn't know what to do. And I thought, hey, Uncle Joe really put me into a predicament. I said, "Should someone else pray for this man?" And I said, "How could you have just told him so blatantly God will open his eyes?" He says, "Well, I don't know either. I just suddenly came to me to say." I thought, well, then I played for time. I said, "Well, has he confessed his sin? Because before you pray for someone, he has to first cleanse his life."
But yeah.
And they said, "No, he's already made right."
So, and
then they said, "Well, let's take him somewhere where he can be prayed for." Well, I went there and we prayed, and on the way I just said, "Lord, please intervene, work." And we went there, we prayed for him, and God did a miracle. He opened his eyes. And, well, of course, we were all overjoyed, and Uncle Joe as well. And I said, well, child of the Lord, you got me into a corner, but I think God was in it.
Uma sithi sikhuba ivangeli bazalwane noma sisekhona noma sesifile ningakwazi ukubamba izimfihlakalo zombuso wezulu ngoba yizeleze ukusebenza kwenu nyophelelezeni.
It's wonderful to have co-workers who are connected to God, to whom God can reveal his mysteries, his secrets. If it's no longer like that, you can work for all you're worth, it will be in vain.
Sekunenyangana umagatsa lapho ngimvakashela embedeni ethi hawu uNkulunkulu bengithanda ubesho njalo ukuthi hayi inkosi ingilande manje ngithi hayi ungasho njalo umagatsa sisakudinga sisakudinga sokwenza njani ungekho ubani ozovala isikhala sakho. Ngajabula ngelinye ilanga ngifika khona uthi hey benginephupho namhlanje ngibona indlu yami ezulwini kodwa ibingakapheli ngathi hurray ayikapheli usazohlala.
Now I said to her, Mama Dube, you can't leave us yet, we still need you. And I was so happy one day when I went to her. She said to me, no, I know the Lord has shown me my house where I'll be staying, but it's not quite ready yet. And I said, well, wonderful. Praise the Lord, it's not ready yet, so she'll still be with us for a while.
Kanti kulezi nsuku wasqoqa kanye nalaba abayisebenza eshumayela nabo ivangeli. Wathi ngithanda ukunibikele ukuthi ngalibone ikhaya lami ezulwini. Lihle. Lihle.
But recently she got us all together with the co-workers and she said, I want to tell you that the Lord has shown me my house, my heavenly house. It's wonderful. And now it's ready. And I thought, well, I can believe it must be a wonderful house because something that the Lord builds himself must be glorious.
Wayesehambile kuyo indlu yakhe yakhelwe uJesu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu, sithokoza kanye naye. Umzimba wakho la, kodwa yena akekho ukuleyo nkazimulo yasezulwini nabangcwele bonke. Siyamdumisa inkonzo yokumbonga uNkulunkulu. Ngibonge ngithi wasipha umuntu uNkosi, kodwa ngazi ukuthi isikhala sakhe siyovalwa ubani. Bekani izipho zabantu azifani. Omunye uphiwe lokhu. Kuphela thembeka kuleyo ndawo lapho uNkulunkulu ekumisa khona. Uma ungathembeki khona luyeza usuku lokwahlulelwa. Lezi nsuku oyimosayo uzokubiza ngayo.
So we praise God that she is now in that glory. And we are left behind. Let us be faithful. We don't know who will fill her gap. Gifts are different, of course. But you just be faithful with that gift that God has given to you. Now please.
Ngizisho ngoba ngithanda ukuthi nifunde nithole amapoint esikhathini esizayo niphile kangcono.
Now forgive me for keeping you so long, but I just wanted to share a few points just to give you that they may be lessons to help you in your life as you continue.
Asukume sithandazwe.
Let's stand and pray.
Ngijulise inkosi. O come, dweni lwakho, yandi, sangi mincha, ugushaka ni pagwa, kongi chu, listen kosi, O come, Dwenilwako yandi sakimincha ukuhlaka liphakwa. Siyabonga Nkosi okwenzile ngomntwana wakho.
We thank you, Lord, for what you've done through your child.
Siyabonga impilo abeyiphila phakathi kwabantwana babantu.
Thank you for the life she lived amongst us.
Phakathi kwezizwe zonke.
Among all the nations.
Waba ibhodi elihle elikhomba ezulwini elikhomba kuJesu Kristu.
She was a signboard that pointed people clearly to the Lord Jesus.
Kade langazelela ukuhlangana nawe manje ke useyakubona.
For a long time she's longed to meet with you and now she's in your presence.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.